we want to orient our maps. We're going to use a compass.
About 30 kids in scout uniforms are crouching over maps of North Carolina, laid out on a patch of gravel. Meanwhile, camp official Winston Sheeran is shouting directions for their first lesson in orienteering.
Point your toes and your nose in the same direction as your arrow.
He perfected his outside voice as a Marine at Camp Lejeune.
What's that direction?
Two Cubs from Hendersonville, Gio Casmiro and William Quintero Gonzalez, are partnered together on the assignment. They use a small brass compass to orient their location on the map. After about 20 minutes, they pick it up pretty quickly. Casmiro points to Cold Mountain, a few miles away from where they're standing.
So we're somewhere here on the map. So the water's at west.
While the scouts orient themselves, a few parents are seated on the steps to the mess hall watching. They are visibly entertained by the spectacle. Yadira Diaz is one of them.
Es una oportunidad de aprender, de socializar.
It's an opportunity to learn, to socialize.
Her son, Adrian, joined Cub Pack 607 3 months ago. Already, she's noticed changes in his confidence and behavior at home.
Because they're teaching them the values of being honest, responsible, and organized. They told me that's what they were going to teach him, and so I'm applying that to his daily life. I tell him, the scouts are teaching that you need to be organized, that you need to be disciplined, that you need to help people to be a good citizen.
That outcome is just what the pack's founders had hoped for when they decided to apply for a charter last April. Here's George Pappas.
What's satisfying is seeing the parents get involved. And these are parts of the community that were not engaging with scouting. And so it's really good to see them participate in the community. And it's win-win for everybody.
Everybody, including girls. That recent change got Pappas started on the idea of forming a Latinx Cub Pack in Hendersonville, where he practices immigration law. It should also be noted, he's a proud Eagle Scout. But through his work processing deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA applications, Pappas noticed a discrepancy among his clients, the children of immigrant parents.
On the boys' side, they were doing well. And after school, they would play soccer or they would be in wrestling. On the girls' side, they were doing well academically, and they were doing virtually nothing after school. And I said, wow, this is like so wrong. And so it took me a while to figure out, wait a minute, scouting could be one option for these folks.
Fast forward a few months, and PAC 607 is coming up on its first full year. 13 kids have been regularly showing up to meetings, which are led in both Spanish and English. This particular meeting comes days after their camping trip. You can still hear the excitement in their voices.
Saturday in the night, we got to make s'mores, so that's probably my favorite part.
Itziana Gomez is in fourth grade, which makes her a Weebelos, a rank that stands for Will Be Loyal Scouts. Gomez says it was her first time camping in the woods. In fact, many of the activities that weekend were a first, shooting BB guns, singing camp songs. And she says she wants to see more girls like her doing it too.
You should definitely try it if you're thinking of it. It's very fun. Girls can do anything, you know.
So far, there are 5 girls total in the pack. Leaders are continuing to spread the word and apply for grants, so Western North Carolina's first bilingual Cub Scout pack will continue to grow. I'm Cass Harrington.